give a quick suck to the head, you know, just watch the eyes kind of wiggle a little bit, and then you know you've had enough, and then just peel the tail off, eat like shrimp.
All right. This word, say if a man has some land with water on it and he wants to get the water off and put it to cultivation, you say he's doing what to it?
Draining.
Okay. What about the thing that he digs that carries the water off?
A line or a sewer or ditch.
Do you have a name for, let's say, a shallow bit of water around the ocean that flows in and out with the tide?
Yeah, like a tidal marsh or tidelands.
Would something like that ever be called an inlet or, let's say, slough?
Like a... inlet's more like it doesn't have to be flowing. I mean, it'd just be, you know, kind of like a peninsula into the water. Right. Yeah.
Does that necessarily have to be around the ocean?
No.
Does slough mean anything to you?
Like a fishing slough, it's still water. It's kind of like a pocket, back pocket.
Yeah. Okay. What would you call fresh water flowing along?
River.
What about something smaller?
A stream, brook.
What's the difference in size there between a stream and a brook?
Brooks smaller, streams bigger, deeper, wider.
Is there anything bigger than a stream and a
river?
Anything in between?
Bayou.
Okay. What about, do people around here ever use the word creek?
Creek and stream should be about the same
thing. About the same thing. Okay. What about around Shreveport? Are there names for bayous or rivers that come to mind?
Bayou Lafourche, Bayou Pierre, Bayou Shreve, Red River, Cane River, Chaffalaya, Mississippi, Yellow River, Sulphur River. Snake River, Washita River, about all you got to get around here.
Okay. Well, you got a good supply of water.
Sure do.
Do you have a name for a place that in the land that's been cut out by heavy rainfall?
Ditch or gully.
Okay. What about a bigger place that you might see in the woods? That could be, say, 10 feet across, 10 feet deep.
Gully or a rift.
Okay. Would you ever use the word ravine?
Ravine's bigger.
How big would it have to be for a ravine?
It depends, you know, it's just, you know, like a, you can get across a gully.
Yeah.
A ravine's a little harder to get across.
Okay. Take a little more effort. All right, talking about an elevation in the land, you say you're going up a little
hill.
Any other words for hill that you've heard people use?
Hill, slope, mound.
Okay, what about the thing that you turned open the door? That's a...
handle, door handle.
Or?
Doorknob.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people call a hill a knob?
Yes. Got Knob Hill.
Knob Hill. That local?
San Francisco.
Okay. And something a lot bigger than a hill, that's a...
mountain.
What would you call the steep edge of a mountain that drops off very sharply?
Precipice.
Okay, or shorter word than that? Yes, you looked over the side of the end of the sea.
Cliff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the plural form of that, too.
You got two cliffs?